From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Field EH just tweeted out that the team and Jabril Peppers are finalizing a three-year extension. Just wanted to see if you could confirm that for us.
Yeah. I can't confirm it. I'm the head coach. I can confirm it. All right. So, hey, I will say this. I'll confirm it, but I am very happy, for Peppers and for his family and also for our team and organization. He really embodies everything that we want on the field. You know, he's very selfless. He's out there flying around all the time, and it's good to get that deal done.
There you go. That was Jerod Mayo, part of his extended comments today at training camp. It's Arcand with Mego and Travis Thomas. No Jones here today. We are live in our Ford Clubhouse studio at Fenway Park, and it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Get going during SUV season by joining the Bronco family or get a great offer on America's best-selling trucks, F-Series, official truck of the Boston Red Sox. Interesting a slew of comments from Jerod Mayo. He covered a lot of different things. I feel like that comment right there inadvertently spoke a little bit to it, as he was like, yeah, right, I'm the head coach. I can tell you what happened. I can confirm it. It's like, yes, Jerod, you are. You can talk. Bill's not here. You can do whatever you want, man. It's your team. Go for it. And there was a little bit more like that, I think, later on in the comments. But let's go ahead and start right there. Jabril Peppers. Mego, I know you're a huge fan of him.
I am.
I like Jabril Peppers. I think he's a perfectly good player. You have one guy, you have two guys actually, squawking loudly about their contracts, and you go out and pay Jabril Peppers, who I don't remember having said much of anything. He's certainly not talking the way Judon and Godchow are,
right.
But he gets paid. Everybody's getting paid except those two guys, it seems like. What do you think of the deal?
So I'm okay with it. I understand I might be coming from a biased perspective because I do love Jabril Peppers. I love his play on the field. I understand he's just a safety, and for the Patriots, it feels like safeties are a dime a dozen at least over the last several
years. No, they're like 8 million a day.
I know. It's like they're not hard to come by, but I do think that he's shown himself to be a strong locker room leader. Maybe you think that doesn't matter. I think it matters when you're projected by USA Today to be a 3-win team.
Right.
You need somebody who's going to keep the competitive level up and going to do that in a way that is authentic, but also, you know, not just like a complete hardo who turns other guys off and is annoying. Mm-hmm. So all that to say, I'm happy for it. I still don't totally understand this agenda of running it back completely with just about every guy on this team and then letting Godchow and Judon just kind of stand off to the side.
Right.
Like, you continue to set the market on your team, essentially,
your safety,
with what you're doing with contracts.
Your safeties are getting $20 million combined, right? Like Peppers and Duggar. Duggar's getting almost 12 a year, right? And this is 8 per, and it could get up higher. So, like, I mean, generously, we're talking $20 million for the two of those guys.
Yeah, particularly Judon. You know, they also have the money to pay everybody.
They do.
If we're just going to retain everyone, in Mego's terms, run it back, cool, then do that, right? If you're not going to be aggressive and go out and get an Ayuk or a T. Higgins or whatever it is, then fine. Then distribute this money to everyone, especially Judon. That's the one I don't really understand. I do get the age factor. I do get, you know, there's a lot of mileage.
What do you mean? What don't you understand?
Well, it appears to me that they are re-signing a lot of younger players, which, duh, you should do that.
Well, if they're good, you should.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't just sign them because they're young. You should sign good players.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. the young good players on this team are getting extensions. They're getting the bag. For the Judon side of things, I do understand if the Patriots' way of thinking is he's older, there's mileage there, could be injury concerns. He's not a guy that has an injury history, but he's coming off of that, so I get it. But at the same time, we see this in this league all the time. If he's an older player, you do have some concerns, then give him a short-term deal and give him the cash he wants. I don't understand the big deal. That's where they lose me with the Judon side of things is on one side of the coin, I get he's older. Maybe they don't want a long-term extension, but my goodness gracious, this guy is a leader. He is productive. He does not have a history of injury. So give him what he wants short term. You can afford it.
Yeah, you definitely can. And if I'm Matthew Judon, and even Devon Godshaw, who I think probably has less of a case to get this big extension that he wants here,
right,
as opposed to someone like Judon, who's just been better, I'm watching this. All right, you still got money here. You're still throwing cash around. Jabril Peppers is getting paid. You're paying all the safeties. You're paying all these guys. And me, your one name that people know, the one jersey that's actually selling in your stupid
pro red
shop,
sleeves.
The red sleeves guy is sitting here twisting in the wind, having to give these little scrums talking about, nah, you know, I don't really feel like this is my value. It's been weird because the Patriots have been doing it for a while. The Celtics season hasn't been over for as long, but since the Celtics season ended, they've re-signed everybody. I mean,
okay,
like,
that's a championship team.
I know.
That makes sense.
It does.
This just come
the
on,
Patriots
guys
are doing the exact
this
same
does
thing.
Does not make sense.
The Patriots are doing the same thing the Celtics are doing. It's like why it's like two teams in a mirror.
I don't,
they're retaining everybody,
right.
And one team you'd think won the championship too. They didn't. They won four games last year, and they are retaining everybody and running it back about as hard as I've ever seen anybody run it back, other than the Celtics. And the Celtics won the championship. So like, what the hell is going on here?
So again, like with Jabril Peppers individually, happy for him. I think it is worthwhile. But you can go case by case and kind of rationalize a lot of these contracts.
Yeah.
When you look at it as a whole, you got to ask yourself, is the defense that incredible that you're bringing back all these guys? Is your have you solved anything on your offensive line? I was a champion for Nwenu to get the contract that he got. And now they're not even going to have him in at tackle at all, it seems like, because he doesn't fit into the AVP system.
They paid him to be a tackle and then kicked
and
back.
And he's going to play guard. And now they're sitting there going, well, like, we don't really know who our tackles are yet. Meanwhile, you have Drake May just, you know, waiting in the wings at some point to come in during the season, and you don't know what your offensive line is. All it to say, it's like you can't even point to the continuity with some of this stuff. And so it really just looks like they're turning and going, well, we got rid of Bill Belichick and we got rid of Mac Jones, and those were, you know, that's where the rot was on the team. And that's not enough.
Yeah.
It's really not enough.
It's like an addition by subtraction. I look at this as maybe they do, to answer your question, feel as though this defense can be elite. So they're going to, you know, pay and invest in that to keep that together.
Just not their elite guy. The and one then, elite guy. They
yeah, that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And then I think offensively, we're just going to see the youth movement. I mean, clearly, obviously you have your quarterback. And I just think they're just going to keep drafting kids, whether it's on the line, wide receiver, running back, whatever it is. And then they'll figure those contracts up as they come. Not saying it's the right game plan, but that's certainly what it looks like the strategy is.
Yeah, it doesn't look like, I mean, in terms of getting help from the outside anyway. I mean, we saw that the moves that they made, they were all in the periphery, except for maybe the one argument you can make is Jacoby Brissett, because he may be the starter week one. Like, it's your week one starting quarterback, but he's not really, so I don't really consider it like that. Other guys like Austin Hooper and the running back and, you know, these other guys, like, I don't think there's really much there. I didn't think so at the time, and there were guys you could have had that you just didn't want to go the extra mile to try and pay. And that's a little weird, and it's very weird now considering that you still have all this cap space, even with this Peppers signing. I mean, you still, as you said, Travis, have a ton of space. Is it still the most in the NFL, or does this now cut into that? Is there some other team ahead of you?
I'll
see. Yeah, I don't know if it's been updated.
While you look that up, there is a little news in your division.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it's I don't think we need breaking news sounder for this, but both Rappaport and Garofalo have this. Tua Tagovailoa signs a four-year, $212.4 million extension. So that puts him about in golf territory.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
The golf deal.
I thought for sure they were going to let him walk.
I mean, this sounds crazy to say, but compared to a top 10 quarterbacks, I think that's a reasonable deal for him.
Yeah, that's not terrible. I wonder. I mean, there was a couple of years ago where we all thought maybe Tua wasn't going to play football anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that long ago. And I wonder if any of that's still sort of hanging over this whole thing. Like, there's not another team out there that's going to give him Mahomes money or give him, you know, big time, top of the line.
Goff money feels right.
Goff money, I think, is even maybe a little bit, you know, like Goff, I think, was better than Tua last year.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. But Goff has been on a redemption arc,
yeah,
the Lions.
Yeah,
it's a pretty different situation.
I'm with you. I think this is Tua hit the lottery, and I think this is a reasonable deal for the Dolphins, because listen, if you let Tua walk, you can maybe reset and draft a quarterback who's cheap, and maybe that system is good enough, and certainly those weapons we know are good enough that a rookie could have success. But, you know, as far as Tua goes, if Tua goes and gets paid by, let's just say the Raiders for the sake of the conversation, and gets the big money that he was looking for, that everyone knows that's not going to work. I mean, a bunch of this, remember, when Tua had Brian Flores, he looked like he couldn't play in this league.
Mm-hmm. He looked like Mac Jones.
Right, right. Touche. You know, McDaniel shows up, and it's like, oh, okay, he can play. You just got to keep him upright. So I think it's a win-win for both, but more so for Tua. I know the golf range we look at now with all the money that the quarterbacks get, and we think, well, you know, it's reasonable. But for Tua to get that money in a place where he can be successful, I believe he just hit the lottery.
I am looking at Twitter right now at the Adam Schefter announcement. I guess Athletes First is the one who reported this, or I guess that's the agency. They came out and leaked it to everybody. I had to scroll down about 10 pages before I saw my first Hawk Tua reference, and I think that proves two things. Number one, America's growing up. And number two, this whole Hawk Tua thing maybe is over with. Is it right? Like, I mean, I think it's she had her moment, and it was quite a moment. But I think the Hawk Tua thing is right. I mean, if him getting paid like this doesn't immediately, your replies aren't filled with that with the meme and the hashtag, then it's got to be over, right?
Listen, I don't know how much cap space Hawk Tua has, but I am seeing that the Patriots still have the most cap space in the league, followed by the Commanders and the Cardinals.
Well, that's great. Very good. All right. Well, the Patriots still can make some sort of gesture here towards Matthew Judon. News here about Tua Tagovailoa and signing his big 4-year deal, putting him not in the top tier of quarterbacks, but certainly right up there, as he's not going anywhere in the AFC East for a little while. With more on that and more on what's trending, here's Ryan Garvin.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.